Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 36 of the Taking Notes podcast for Saturday, November 18th, 2006. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with...
Julian Robichaud.
Julian, how the heck are you, man?
I'm doing good, Bruce. It's the weekend. Everything's good. We're all happy.
Yeah, we're all happy. We're so happy that that Mr. Ben Poole, Master Chef of the Domino Wiki application over on OpenNTF, has sent us an audio file of him explaining all of the great things that that he and his team have added to Domino Wiki 1.1. How about that?
Yeah, and nothing really makes us happier than people sending us audio files.
Nothing, because we don't have to do any work except the intro.
Right.
So, Domino. Domino, come here. Domino's my dog. Julian.
Yes?
Just for people out there who don't know what a wiki is, can you give us an example of maybe a wiki on the web?
A wiki on the web.
Well, a wiki that people will know about.
A wiki has to be on the web, doesn't it? Probably the one that most people are going to know about if they've ever seen a wiki before ever is Wikipedia. And, you know, that's the gigantic online encyclopedia project where, you know, anyone can go in there and create a page, and anyone can go in and edit a page that's already there. And you can add information, you can format things. It has this special kind of wiki language that's probably a lot easier for most people than HTML is. So you can format your text. And and so it's just it's really kind of a community-driven website.
Mm-hmm. That's a good explanation. You know, and essentially anyone can go in there by default. I know in Domino Wiki, I think you can, in fact, turn on an access control list and actually control who can go in there and, you know, add and remove content. But the core concepts of wikis, you know, allow, you know, like anonymous, well, not anonymous, but anyone to go in there and do what they need to do. Just some of the things Ben talks about are going to be the multilingual support. They actually have a resource pack coming out soon, and Ben will go through that. They have a page diff engine now, a page difference engine, which will show you the differences between, you know, version one of a page, version two of a page, et cetera, and a whole bunch of really great stuff. Julian, weren't you involved with Domino Wiki at one point?
I kind of came in probably halfway through the project. What I did is I downloaded Domino Wiki from OpenNTF, and it was, well, I guess it even goes back a little bit farther than that, because remember a couple Lotusphere's ago, Ben Poole had the Lotusphere Wiki on Domino Wiki, and it was on his website, and it kept crashing.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
And he was having problems because he had the engine, the parsing engine, written in Java, and there was something going on with the Java and LS to J, because he was actually calling Java from LotusScript, and there was something going on with that was just causing problems. And it ended up being a bug in whatever version of Notes the server was on. But you know, all that aside, pretty soon after that, after I came back from Lotusphere that year, I thought, well, gosh, you know, I have a really good use for a wiki at work, and I can use this for documentation of databases and servers and, you know, kind of some network architecture things and just anything that we want to put down about a lot of the Notes databases. So it seemed like it was a good kind of documentation sort of tool. And so I set it up, and I wasn't very eager to see the problems that Ben had in terms of it crashing the server and things like that. So I ended up taking the engine and rewriting the parsing engine at the time into LotusScript just for stability and stuff like that. And so along the way, I kind of got to tweak a few things, and it's a neat database to work on from a programming standpoint, because Ben really set it up very well, and it's very easy to get in there and kind of see the nuts and bolts and see what's going on. And it's extremely easy to download and set up. I mean, without ever having used it before, I downloaded from OpenNTF. Put it on the server, and I had a wiki up and running in like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that was just, half the time was just kind of me looking through there to find out what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice little tool. Mm-hmm.
That's how long the diff engine probably took about 5 minutes to write too, right?
The diff engine. That's something that I think Ben has kind of been anxiously expecting and wanting to put in there, because that's a very important part of a wiki, just based on the fact that anyone can go in there and edit it. Big public wikis, something like Wikipedia, one of the problems is always vandalism. So if anyone can edit your page, then anyone can edit your page.
Right.
And some malicious person could go in there and replace an entire page full of spam or make derogatory comments or just do bad things to it. And so with the diff engine, allows you to see what changed and when, and you can actually go back a version. So if you have a version that someone vandalized, and you can just go in the diff engine, see where those changes had got made, and then just go right back to the previous version. Also, if someone does go in, you see that they've edited, and maybe it's a really long page, you're not really sure what they changed. Well, with the diff engine, I would guess you'd be able to go and see what changed, wouldn't you?
Right. I think you'll be able to do that. And one other thing Ben said too, he said something about OpenLog integration.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I think you know OpenLog quite well. I think we actually did a whole podcast on the application you wrote that's extremely possible. And if you're not using OpenLog, go download it now and go listen to the podcast. But without any further to do, let's take a listen to Mr. Ben Poole, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Yep.
Hello, this is Ben Poole. I'm here talking about Domino Wiki 1.1, which finally made a release very, very recently. Sorry it took so long. We've got a few things in Domino Wiki 1.1, so let me take you through them. For the first time, we've got a multilingual web interface. It's fairly, fairly simple. It relies a lot on JavaScript, as does the rest of Domino Wiki. So if you're not using it, you're going to have trouble. But the multilingual web UI means that you can render the Domino Wiki interface in a variety of languages. There's a couple that came with the template as you download it from OpenNTF. We've got a whole bunch more, and I'll be releasing those in a resources pack, which is a posh term for a very stripped down notes database that will contain a number of documents you can simply copy and paste into your Domino Wiki instance and take advantage of. We're going to have a few more languages in there, possibly a few style sheet updates, maybe even some new images and stuff, but look out for that. It's coming very, very soon on the OpenNTF side. So that's the multilingual web interface. It seems to work pretty well. Missed out a few strings, but hey, no one said I was perfect. Anyway, moving on, what else have we got in 1.1? We've finally got something that most wikis have, and that is a page difference engine. We're relying on a JavaScript algorithm put together by a chap called John Resig. There's a few issues with it, but generally it's a pretty good algorithm, and it will show you additions and deletions and all the rest of it, and you can compare any two versions of a document in Domino Wiki. The version comparison relies upon having a fairly decent versioning engine, and that was something that Domino Wiki was lacking. There were a lot of bugs in the versioning system. And one evening, a couple of weeks back, I got so fed up with it that I decided just to rewrite the whole damn thing from scratch. So hopefully there aren't too many bugs in it. But if you find any, please get over to the site and tell me about them. And if you don't find any, please get over to the site and tell me about how much you love the application. So that's versioning and page differences. We've got both of those in the new version, so that's great. Got expanded wiki markup. There's a few more things in there, the most notable of which is tables. You can render simple tables in Domino Wiki with some basic wiki markup. And that's a really, really good addition. I'm very pleased with that, but I can't take credit for it. What else we got? A configurable HTML header for wiki pages. So if you want to incorporate Domino Wiki in an intranet site or some other kind of website you may have, that's a little bit easier now. We've got optional OpenLog support. Now, OpenLog is fantastic, and I've been trumpeting about that for quite a while. So I figured the least I could do was have some integration for that in Domino Wiki. Essentially, it's probably most useful in Domino Wiki for when you're debugging, when you're trying to troubleshoot this crappy code that I've put together, you can turn on a global debug boolean and off you go. It'll stick a load of stuff in OpenLog, so long as you have one there. OpenLog's just fantastic. I'm using that an awful lot at work, and it was a pleasure to incorporate that in Domino Wiki. What else? The Notes client user interface has had a slight change, a bit of a boost. I'm not entirely convinced yet, but I've made a few changes there and slimmed it down and made it look a bit slicker. We've also got soft deletions support in Domino Wiki, so if you're deleting any content, then just be aware that that's there, and it's quite handy because I managed to wipe out a whole load of really useful pages in my personal wiki when I was fiddling around with it and putting Domino Wiki betas up on it. So hopefully you'll find that useful, and do let me know if you do. What else? A few sundry bug fixes. There's a slight more flexibility in page titling and in wiki link conventions, particularly when it comes to page titles that have spaces in them. And my thanks to Julian Woodward, I will do a bit of a roll call a bit later, my thanks to him for really taking my code and giving it a good shake so that it does one thing or the other. Consistency is all. For resource documents in Domino Wiki, things like JavaScript, cascading style sheets, XML documents, HTML documents, all those kind of things that we may wish to render directly to the browser, all of that stuff is now being rendered using the correct MIME type. I blogged about the particular approach to coding that I used, and if you want to know more, please grab the template and take a look. It's pretty simple, actually, but it's quite nice. It just means we, again, we're being that little bit more compliant. There's a few known issues with this release, aren't there all? You can read about those in the actual application itself, but I'd just like to finish with a few names, because a lot of people helped on this project. In terms of development, a Mr. Matthew White of 11tmr.com was very, very helpful. He came up with a lot of the work to do with the diff engine, and I'm grateful to him. He's also even answered queries and stuff like that on OpenNTF, so it's not all just down to me. So thank you, Matt. Two gentlemen who contributed some code to do with the parser, particularly with tables and so on, are Ralph Lutter and Paul Van Ridgewick. Forgive me if my pronunciations are iffy. I also have a gentleman from the other side of the world, that's Ethan Castell, who did some testing and some feedback for us in the very early betas. Thank you, Ethan. Julian Woodward, as I've mentioned before, sorted out some of the page titles and things like that. Pablo Martinez is putting together some documentation. No pressure, Pablo. And I've also used a number of gentlemen for translation, and they include Olivier Moreau, Joseph Prusa, Stefan Prouss, Thomas Schulte and Philip Suri, Giuseppe Grasso, Per-Henrik Lausten, Vitor Pereira, Lars Berntrop-Boss, and Hervé Duong. If I've missed anyone out or I've pronounced your name really badly, do let me know. That's about it from me. Thank you to Bruce and Julian, as ever, for their support. And we'll be back with a 1.2 update very, very soon.